Audrey?
For me, from what I grew up and what I remember myself having, okay, let's talk straight, a two parent, but it didn't really happen with me. Her father was around. He was kind of sort of supportive, but probably not as much as I would. He could have done more, but he didn't. But I didn't hold that against him because, you know, he did come down and he used to take his daughter out for a week, over the weekend, birthdays, Christmas, stuff like that. Well, I was fine by that. I just deal with things. I ain't got no time for not arguing. I can't go there. Just get on with it. So for me, my home was like making sure. My first home was in Handsworth, actually. It's a brand new place. So for there, for me, trying to do my best to with the money that I had, because trying to do everything yourself is very hard. And my mum, if anything, I would give her discredit for that. She taught me a lot about money. She watched me spend my money, kind of thing. And then one day she called me to one corner and she said, you're not always going to live here. And I'm thinking, why not? Where am I going? And she said, no. She said, you're going to have a bottom drawer. What? What do you mean? You're going to have a bottom drawer, she said. And she said, you're going to have your own bank account. Oh, okay. And she said, you must buy your things. Buy bit by bit. And she said, even if it's only £5, which back in the day was a lot, even if it's only £5 you put away, do it. And I did it. And for 2 years straight, I was putting this money away, and I completely forgot all about it. And also in that time, getting older now, so yes, I was buying quite a bit of stuff, household stuff, and even some of my furniture. When I left home at the age of properly 24, I had a van, mover van. So yeah, I was kind of set up from then. So in a sense, my mum started the foundation of setting up, look, making the house the best way you can, because not everybody can do it straight off. And my parents, they were hard workers. And yeah, so for me, my home was like trying to keep it warm. Try and put food on the table, because to me, without that, you can't do nothing anyway. And trying to bring up my daughter the best way I could, which I did.